If you say, I just want to spend all my time with my parents, but right now I'm paying for their medical fees. I'm going to quit my job and go massage my mom's feet. You can massage her feet, but now the doctor ain't coming because you ain't got money to pay the doctor, but good luck massaging her feet. No, no, this is what Islam wants. No, you lack basic intelligence. You lack even the most fundamental level of hikmah. You understand?
This new short series is based on the findings of Dr. Saqib Hussain in his PhD thesis, Wisdom in the Quran, which was summarized and presented by Ustad Norman in front of a live audience. The link to the full paper is in the description.
First one is be the best you can possibly be to your parents. That even if they become old, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ, even if they get really old, one of them or both of them, don't complain to them. And speak to them. And don't be harsh with them when you speak to them. Don't get frustrated and raise your voice with them. Mom! Baba, just enough, okay? Enough. God, the same thing every time. Some of your dads, right? They have like 4 or 5 stories. They tell it every dawat. And everywhere they go, they tell the same story. Same exact one. And you know, it begins the same way every time. And you're sitting there having a normal conversation and your dad steps in and says, you know, in Bahawalpur, and you're like, oh. And your mom is like, or you look down on your phone and you get agitated. Our parents get on our nerves. They get annoying. Why does he do that every time? Why does mom do that? Why does dad do that? And then when parents get older, they get more, not here. In Manchester, the parents are amazing. This is about Bradford. Everything that... So there, these parents, man, they get mean, they get easily angry, they start yelling and screaming for no reason, they're so stubborn, they don't want to hear anything, my way or the highway, constantly guilting and this and that. There's so much wrong with the parents. And then you seek guidance from TikTok and you find out your parents are toxic, narcissist, nuclear, radioactive. You know, oh my God. Okay, let me see the signs of a narcissist. Baba John. Let me see the signs of a toxic person. My entire khandan is toxic. And then the Luqmans of the TikTok world will tell you, you have to get away from toxic people. You have to set boundaries for toxic people. And you're like, that's it. I'm ready. So you come back and you're like, you know what, mom? I'm setting a boundary. Achha, boundary? Itna main tenu dikhani hai boundary. And then you find the imam, or you find you're trying to DM Mufti Mink or something. And you're trying to, I have a question. My parents are really toxic. And they're really like, what should I do? Now, jokes aside, some parents are really messed up. It's a fact. That's a fact. But the Quran did something here that I want you to... This is one of the most important things for today's discussion. One of the most important. And everything else we study is going to fit with this. I want you to know something. I was going to mention it later, but I'm going to mention it now. I want you to know the difference between law and wisdom. I'll say those two words again. What two words? Law and wisdom. Okay, let me give you easy examples of the law. 5 times prayer is what? Is law. Hajj, if you can afford it, is what? Law. Fasting, if you have the health, is what? Law. Fine. These are laws. Okay. Stopping at a red light when you're driving is what? It's not wisdom, it's law. It's law. When it says do not enter at the airport and it says secure personnel only, not going there is you're abiding by what? The law. The law is very clear. It's black and white. Either you broke it or you didn't. It's black and white. It's like math. Okay? You can prove if you broke it, and you prove if you didn't break it. Now, let's go through some of these. Do the best you can with your parents. That's what Quran says. Do the best you can with your parents. Can you judge that immediately? Can the best you do with your parents be different from the best someone else does with their parents? Could that be different? It could be, right? The prayers are five for you and the prayers are five for them. The law is the same. But doing the best with your parents. Some people, I had a friend whose mother was so problematic, she was so psychologically abusive that he developed seizures. Like he would be in the presence of his mother and he would start having epileptic seizures, like literal seizures. You know, and he was like medically advised to keep a distance from his mom. And the best he can do for his mom is to stay away from her. He asked me, I told him, the best you can do for now is stay away from her, because when she starts abusing you in this way, it's not just that she's hurting you. The angels are documenting this against who? Her. You're saving her from herself. That's the best he can do. In some other cases, there's a mom who got sick. She's paralyzed. She can't do anything. And I need to go help. I need to help. The son needs to go help. The daughter needs to go help and do whatever they can. But they have a job and they have kids and they have other responsibilities. So they make whatever time they can to go. And the mom says, this is not enough. I need you here the whole time. And she says, I can't, because if I do this the whole time, then I'm not going to be able to pay the rent. I'm not going to be able to provide for my kids or pay for your care or even take care of you. This is the best that I can do. You know what she's doing? She's living by the ayah. And somebody else who has free time, they have money, they have resources, and they're able to give 10 times more time to their family. So what happens? Some of you, you have your parents back in some other country. You have your parents in Bangladesh. You have your parents in Pakistan. You have your parents in India, Afghanistan. Afghania darin yane? Darim? Afghania astan? Okay. Jotar astan? Okay. Gab mezanem, okay? Ma practice kar darum. Okay. Okay. Anyway, so the thing is, you have parents back home and you have multiple siblings. One of the brothers stays back home. He's back in Pakistan. And some of the brothers, he got into a PhD program. He's studying at Oxford. One of the sisters, she got married. She lives in Australia. One went this way, one went this way, one went this way, right? And they're studying, they're working. They have a family to take care of, all of that. And they're sending money back and they're providing and all of that. And the brother who's at home, right? He says, oh, you people go have all the fun and I have to be over here. You should be here too. You should quit your job. You should do this. You should do that. And now you're like, maybe I should leave everything and maybe I should go back because my parents deserve more. I should quit my job. I should quit my university. I should quit everything because my parents deserve that. I should just leave everything and go back to them. Right? And the parents themselves are saying, I want you to stay. I don't need you here. But the other siblings are guilting you. They're guilting you. And they're saying, you're not doing your best. You're not doing your best. You know, in these kinds of situations, you know what we've done? We're a culture that has internalized guilt. So you're always assuming you're doing something wrong. Always. You know, the Quran says, I'll give you just one quick example. It's an ayah from Allah that Allah allowed people to put their children on ships. Surah Yasin. Yasin Sharif. Pakistanis? Yasin Sharif. Allah, one of Allah's signs is that He allowed people to put their children on what? Ships. Back in the day, when you put your son on a ship, is he going to come back next weekend? When's he going to come back? Never. He's going to go find a new island or a new continent and start a farm there and start trading there and maybe come back in 3 or 4 or 5 years. And nobody's guilting him that I'm abandoning my parents. Nobody's doing that. That's in the Quran. It's an ayah from Allah. And this is actually a ni'mah from Allah. Allah says it's one of my ayat that they get to put their kids on board ships. You know what happens? We make it sound like spending every second you have with your mom and dad is a law. It's not a law. It's what? Wisdom. And wisdom is different from law because wisdom depends on the situation. Your situation is different. The best you can do is different. Somebody else has a different situation. the best they can do is different. You understand? If you say, I just want to spend all my time with my parents, but right now I'm paying for their medical fees, I'm going to quit my job and go massage my mom's feet. You can massage her feet, but now the doctor ain't coming because you ain't got money to pay the doctor, but good luck massaging her feet. No, no, this is what Islam wants. No, you lack basic intelligence. You lack even the most fundamental level of hikmah. You understand? So this passage, first of all, worship God, do the best you can do with your parents. Then he says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ. Give the close relatives what they deserve. Give the close relatives what they deserve. Some of you are like, I know what they deserve. I'll do that today. I've been thinking about that for a while.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.